Welcome to Open for Business with Johanna Nelson, Economic Development Director for the City of Santa Fe, and Eric Renz Whitmore, an Economic Development Specialist with the Office of Economic Development. Today's podcast is all about empowering local businesses, sharing resources, and highlighting the entrepreneurs shaping our community. So whether you're starting, expanding, or just exploring opportunities, today's episode has the insights, success stories, and expert advice how to help you thrive. So stay tuned as we connect you with the people, programs, and possibilities that keep Santa Fe's economy growing and open for business. Oh, good morning, everybody, and welcome. Man, I tell you what, it's time for another fascinating Open for Business podcast, and we're here visiting with Johanna Nelson and Eric Renz Whitmore. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Esteban. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks. Really great to be here. Started the year off with a bang, and it's just continuing to speed up and do good things.
Fabulous. So why don't we start with Johanna? Recently received wonderful newsletter from you and some information from Eric, and I know we're going to be talking about some upcoming events and sharing information. Where would we like to start today?
Well, it's always a challenge because we've got this ongoing list, and I do want to encourage folks to make sure they're signed up for that newsletter, because as you have seen, we put out three, and I mean, you just got to keep scrolling. There's so many resources, so many events. So it's always a challenge of figuring out what we want to share with your listeners. But we'll try to keep it to the top hits today. Straightforward. I would love to share with folks that we had a really exciting grand opening. One of a few that we got to go to the grand opening for Roots Bicycle Tours and Rentals. And this is a unique business opening for us because they are actually renting a city-owned building. They are in the historic train depot in the rail yard, and they now are offering bike tours, bike rentals. They even offer snowshoeing experiences as well. So we showed up, and it was fantastic to see all of the energy and excitement around a new business in this area that has really seen some rejuvenation lately and some revitalization. So that's Heather and Josh Arnold that are the owners of that.
That's a real shot in the arm for the outdoor economy there. I know a lot of people love getting into the great outdoors and being able to do that on a bicycle. Oh, man, I tell you, what a perfect day that is.
It's perfect.
Yeah. One thing I was just going to throw in there is, you know, we've got some great bike shops in town, but if you don't have a bike or somebody's visiting or something else, they help construct these different tours and other activities. So it's a really good opportunity to experience the city in a different way than we often do. Sometimes walking is too slow, and sometimes getting around by cars can be a little difficult, but the bike just seems to work.
And you know what? This is the perfect location as well, because folks get off of the train, you're right there at the train depot, and then you hit a bike and you can go all over town. And plug for our fantastic trail system that we work with such great partners to keep those updated and free access around the town. So we are so excited to welcome them.
Plenty of great places to eat around there as well. So when you're finished with your tour, you can go dine at one of our wonderful establishments here.
Definitely.
Excellent. Well, that's a great way to kick us off with the Roots Bicycle Tours and Rentals. Again, their new location at the Rail Yard Depot here in Santa Fe. Very cool. All right. So where do we go to next?
There's so much. why don't I hit, you know, a handful of different events that are, you know, important. It's opportunities to meet with us, with folks on the Office of Economic Development staff, but also meet and see some of the great partners we have here in town. One of the events I want to mention is something that's happening this Wednesday with a couple of our key partners. And that is the University of New Mexico. They have the Center for Responsible Entrepreneurship within Anderson School. And they partnered up with Creative Santa Fe to have this Beyond Profit series. That's been an amazing series. Lots of different topics around entrepreneurship and why responsible entrepreneurship works. The topic they've got this week is about the circular economy, something that, depending on where you are in the world, how much you look at economics, looking at a more sustainable way of doing business and having communities is something that's on a lot of folks' minds these days. And they've gathered together some experts on that. As I mentioned, it's sold out and they keep doing these great events. Good reason to be on a newsletter. One of the reasons I'm mentioning it is because the other thing they teamed up on is a thing called the Local Hero Awards. So they took nominations for folks and organizations that are really giving back to the community in a great way. And they have got three candidates and are going to announce the winner at this week's event. And I'm really excited to learn who that's going to be because we have so many different people, so many different organizations that are doing amazing work to serve the other citizens, to serve the wider community, environment, et cetera, that I just want to have more of an opportunity to recognize those folks. So that's really important. That's coming up on Wednesday.
Excellent.
A couple other things I'll throw in there. AI is on, if you're in the tech world or business world, you're probably hearing and seeing probably too much around artificial intelligence these days. We're sponsoring an ongoing series called the El Ceylon series with our friend Kirk Doty. And coming up on next Tuesday is another event with them, and that's focused on ethics and education. We're seeing AI tools being used again in business and all sorts of different ways, but the ethical consideration is really, really important and something that the more we can think about early on, the better we can move into practicing or, you know, protecting ourselves. So Kurt's got a great set of people to talk about that next Tuesday.
Great. And that's and Mask, that is at where is that taking place?
That's at Box Square. That's at Box Square, just downtown. Really good location. They've got more rooms than I would have thought. and part of it's, you know, very sports bar-ish, but some parts of it are really geared towards music. Some parts of it are geared towards more meetings. It's a really nice setup and they really support this event very nicely. So yeah, that runs 5:30 to 7:30 at Boxcar.
I do want to put a personal plug in for their food.
Oh,
it's very good. So just throwing it out there, folks.
I can agree. one other event that's, I'm going to mention a couple more events. The last three are ours. I may mention more later. We'll see. But the next one is really important to us. It's an opportunity for us to partner with one of our sort of sister offices here at the City of Santa Fe. And that's the Business 101, Santa Fe Business 101. And that's on the 18th, so just a couple weeks away. And that's an opportunity for folks to learn about how do they get a business license? What are the different considerations they need to think about? They need to have kind of their ducks in a row before they actually go for that business license. What are some of the other considerations that they should have in mind when they're doing that and getting ready to start that business? And also some of the other things that we help provide in that is what are the other resources that are available for an entrepreneur, someone who's starting a business or, you know, renewing their license and wanting to grow it. And we're just really so glad to be working with the folks at the Planning and Land Use Department. And they actually run the business licensing piece because this is just an excellent opportunity for folks to find a real deal on how to get that business license process working. And then, you know, if they have any questions, this is a great, there's other ways to do it, but this is a great opportunity to kind of ask that face-to-face and get the feedback that folks need. So one of our, favorite events because I think it provides a real service. And that's on that on the 18th, and that's from 11:30 to 1 p.m. I'll mention two more things. and that's that we also have another way that we engage with the wider public is we have open office hours. And we're currently doing that the first and last Monday of the month. First Monday of the month is always at the Southside location. It's at the Santa Fe Business Incubator. And on the last Monday of the month, we do that with our friends at Del Norte Credit Union, and that is at their Cerrillos location. So look for those. I want to say it's the 27th and the 3rd are the next two that are coming up, 27th of February and March 3rd. And it's a great opportunity to meet with somebody from our team. Sometimes the questions you don't really necessarily have the question in mind when you go to someone. And that's why sometimes going to a different organization can seem a little, I don't know, daunting, a little difficult. We're there to help you, you know, find the stupidest question you could possibly find and then ask that to us. Because we can help you find the right, you know, what is the right question you really want to address? And then who do you need to talk to help help you move forward in starting that business or whatever it is you're doing in our community? So I think it's a really good service that we're offering. It's mostly from Casey Dalbor, who's our business growth manager, and just, you know, a great member of the team here with the Office of Economic Development.
Terrific. And we have any more things coming up that you want to mention?
Those are the ones that are top of mind for me. I know there's some, there's always more on the radar. I didn't want to go too deep.
Perfect. That's great. I know that some of the a lot of great things happening in our community, in the world of economic development, when it comes to soccer.
I'm so glad you mentioned soccer. One of my favorite topics, lifelong football, soccer player, and we couldn't be more thrilled to be a partner with the Santa Fe Bloom team, run by David Fresquez. Many folks know him in the community. We work really closely with him on other organizations he's involved with. He's very active in the community. But Santa Fe Bloom, I hate to say it, David, and put you on the spot, but my favorite projects that we help support. This is Santa Fe's own futsal team. And a lot of people aren't familiar with futsal, but just a little bit of education. It's like indoor soccer, but very fast-paced and often played in gymnasiums or smaller venues that don't necessarily have the walls that you can play off of. And the Santa Fe Bloom is playing this Saturday, 7 o'clock. It will be at the Genoveva Chavez Center. And free admission. They're going to get things started at 3:30, so you can go and see highlights from other local teams. It is so fantastic. And you know what? How can you miss it? Last time they had a baby race, babies were racing. It was the cutest thing. They have a t-shirt gun. Can't miss that. Where are you going to get a t-shirt gun activity in Santa Fe? But really, we support this because this is helping to develop and support our community in a healthy way. And it is a fantastic way to go cheer on the Santa Fe Bloom. I hope to see folks there. I am there. Wear your black, wear your turquoise. They've got great merch. So that's this Saturday. You can follow them on Instagram. That's a great way to keep up to date with them. And Esteban, if it's okay with you, I was going to mention two just highlights and flags for some resources that are available.
Absolutely.
Okay, I want to make sure that people are aware of these opportunities. As mentioned, we try to cull a lot of the many grants and opportunities that are available in our newsletter. So that's always a great place that you can just go and scour that and see if anything's applicable. So we just launched an RFP, which means Request for Proposals, for the Office of Affordable Housing. And these RFPs right now are live, and they are for organizations that are offering solutions to one of our biggest challenges that we know exists in our community, and that's access to affordable housing. So we've got those RFPs online. They can go to the Office of Affordable Housing's website, and you can watch a webinar to get instructions of how you apply. And you can get the contact for our procurement manager. Her name is Rocio Gosinde, and ask any questions, because we really want to see some creative solutions coming through that process. And those close February 14th, those application periods. And then the other one I'll mention is the Creative Industries Grant. And that is through the Office of Economic Development for the state, their Creative Industries Division, which is a fairly new division. They are offering grants for organizations and events that are supporting the creative industries. So unlike your listeners, I have read the entire statute that creates the creative industry. So I don't know if anybody else has. I'm assuming you've got better things to read. But you can, if you want to, you can go and look at all of the different types of qualifying events and activities that fall within the creative industries. And that is a fantastic opportunity for folks that are involved in those activities, and you can find funding for an event. And we're hopeful that Santa Fe has a strong showing. Those applications are due on the 14th, February 14th.
Perfect.
One thing I was going to throw in there, there really are too many resources to mention them all. One of the key resources, though, is the Santa Fe Community Foundation. Do a lot of good in community. Their spring grant cycle is open right now. I want to say they've got like a webinar sometime this week, but period, that window for grant applications with Santa Fe Community Foundation, that closes on, March 9th. So it's right around the corner. Find out, information about what kinds of things they're looking for and how to do the application. They provide a lot of good information and support for the Santa Fe community.
Perfect. Perfect. Great. Well, I believe there's been recent news that's been made with NMSU, Johanna.
Yes. Perfect questions that are getting us really excited to share with your listeners. We just had a grand opening last week on Friday, where we got to welcome NMSU, New Mexico State University's Arrowhead Business Incubator, up to the Santa Fe Business Incubator. And we couldn't be more thrilled to offer them a space and support their activity. They are really going to be the foundation, their programming and their staff, for a soon-to-be-launched Small Business Navigator program that we're working on. And I would even dare to say, Eric, throughout our independent careers, we've been working on different versions of this in different ways. And to see this come together in Santa Fe is just really a huge monumental thing for our community and for the field of economic development, frankly. But all the NMSU folks were in town on Friday, president, the Board of Regents, and really fantastic to get to chat with them. And working with their great team, couldn't be happier. Dana Catron and Kathy Foster have just been really remarkable. And we can't wait to launch the services and what that really means for the community of Santa Fe. I do want to make a plug. They're hiring for a program coordinator right now. And you can reach out to us if you're interested in applying, and we'll get you the information.
What an awesome opportunity to collaborate, to promote entrepreneurship and innovation. We have this in our community. And so another fantastic educational institution. I mean, we have many, UNM and then now NMSU, but being able to have the Arrowhead Center here in our backyard in Santa Fe, working closely with our incubator, that's great. Congratulations and kudos to being able to pull that off. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
Great. Well, are there any other items that we want to mention today before we finish here?
No. We could always go on. So I think it's best to kind of close it out there. Some great announcements. There's really some great, some great activity that's happening, and we already see this paying off. So looking forward to visiting again sometime soon, about a month away.
Great. And if people want to communicate with OED, there's a great email address that's really easy to remember. And that is contactoed@santafenm.gov. And feel free to send an email to our friends, and they'll go ahead and get back to you. So we appreciate your time, Johanna and Eric, and wish you all a terrific rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate what you do for us and for the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Esteban.